Oh, thank you, Judy. And we are live on the stream, on the WGN stream. However you are listening to us, you know you have options. However you're doing it now, there are other options if you're on the go. Let's say you're listening on your computer, your laptop right now. There is an option for getting into your car and listening on your phone by and then running that through your speakers. You can do that with the WGN radio app, or you could do that on TuneIn or any of the other fine places where WGN radio can be found. There are so many. It's the Wild Wild West now. And then, of course, we will be back on Monday on the 7:20 a.m.
That's right.
Right? That's how that goes. From 3 to 7.
Yeah.
All right. It's Live Music Friday. So we have Conway, Kessler, and Nelson with us. This is James Conway, Bob Kessler, Graham Nelson, and they are they're harmonicans.
What is the official name for the harmonica player? Is there a harmonica?
I kind of like harmonicans. I want to coin that.
I like that, too.
Sometimes harmonicist.
Harmonicist? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fancy.
Mouth organist,
yes.
That can get a little. We are on the stream.
Yeah, I know what I did actually see that film, and it was really something. All right, now let's talk a little bit about the harmonica. Just the in terms of the music that you guys play when you're together, a lot of it is like the Irish stuff, right?
Some of it, not.
I do a lot of Irish harmonica. My original instrument was the Irish tin whistle, and then. But decades ago, I transferred all the jigs and reels over to the harmonica.
Want to demonstrate a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Here's an Irish jig.
There you go.
See, dancing already, aren't we?
I just know that right now, all of a sudden, I feel like it's really beautiful and sunny outside, but it's 32 degrees because it's the middle of March. That's the sense that I just got from that.
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. And that's really about the only time, either that or a funeral, is the only time I really get into the Irish music, I'll be honest with you. But I was listening to you guys as we were setting up for this, and it's very, very entertaining stuff. All right.
Amazing.
So, green onions. You guys want to do green onions? Yeah. You want to try that?
It's an old Irish one.
All right. Exactly right.
Greener.
Yeah. Take it away. Kessler and Nelson.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
The sounds you can make with three harmonicas. Could you ever imagine?
Well, actually, one of them has three harmonicas in his hand, which is really...
What is going on there?
Can't quite figure out how you're working that whole thing out.
And one of you looks like you have a bass harmonica.
That's the bass,
it's a huge harmonica that's like a double-decker.
This is, and it's not only that, it's been customized, too, so this... this bass, you want to tell us about your bass?
Yeah, this was a double decker, and then it was from the 50s. I played this in the Grapes of Wrath opera at Northwestern. They had a guy wrote a harmonica part for that opera. So I'm sitting there with these orchestral players, and I'm still remembering, how do you read music and look at a conductor? Oh, yeah. So I remember now.
Because the harmonica is a very improvisational instrument, right?
But,
is that?
But you can play, you can read music on it just like anything else. And so... I was playing that, and I had this beat-up old thing I got on eBay, and then I got it customized. So this is a whole... everyone can see on the stream this metal thing here. So
that your mouth is on.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful instrument.
It's a lovely thing, yeah.
I mean, are these expensive items?
This was pretty pricey, but one of these, this is just an old... It's a Big River. I think it's $20, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So it's the player, not the instrument.
And you have to go... to a pawn shop to buy them, right? Isn't that the best place to buy them? As opposed to
you ask to borrow someone's used harmonica. Of course, you know that's exactly what you do.
No,
that has some mojo. It comes with some mojo in it.
How do you clean the harmonica? Just since we're talking about
that, you light it on fire and buy a new one.
There really is There is no good way to, because when I was a kid, my parents they gave me, I don't know where they got it. They got a harmonica that had the two different tones in it with the button and all that. And so I would play with it, and then I realized it would just have like crust on it, and it was like, how does one clean it? And then my mom decided she cleaned it by just putting it in bleach, and then I was paralyzed for 3 weeks after trying to play it the next time. So bad, you know. And there are many stories of my childhood I can only tell on the stream. I can't actually tell on the radio.
No, it tells us a lot about you, Ro.
All right, and the Society for the Preservation and Advancement of the Harmonica convention is coming up in a couple of weeks in St. Louis, right? And are you guys going to do that together?
I'm going, actually. I've been going every year for about 16 years, doing workshops, teaching.
How big is it?
It's about 500 people. Yeah.
And everybody's mostly working musicians, or just anybody who digs it?
There are a lot of professional working musicians there, mostly just, you know, amateur players. And the blues. Our harmonica tends towards the blues.
Right.
So most of the players are doing 12-bar blues and stuff, but you got people doing... You know, classical concertos on the harmonica.
Wow.
Guys doing jazz and Bulgarian music and
Bulgarian music. All of a sudden, Violetta's interested.
She's like, wait a minute, I know this.
Now, did your dad ever represent a Romanian harmonica band by any chance?
We've had a harmonicist, and they pair well with accordions.
Right, the accordions are in your culture.
We have some Hungarian Bulgarian mix that come do live music.
It seems to me like the accordion is just like a gigantic version of our harmonica anyway, right? Isn't it?
Right. It actually is, yeah.
Yeah.
We try to imitate the accordion with tongue techniques.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Tongue techniques.
That's why we're so coveted.
That's a tongue twister.
Yes, exactly. Right. That is. They're very popular after the gig, if you know what I mean. It works out really well for them.
The lead singer.
What I was doing my tongue up there, ladies?
Right. Lead singer, the drummer, and the harmonica player, it turns out.
I can make anything sound pretty much like a harmonica.
This is stream talk right here.
Yeah.
Getting dirty on the radio.
All right, let's do we are on the stream. I mean, I guess anything goes.
Uh-huh,
what you want to do? Walking on the Moon? This is the Walking on the Moon I know, right? This is
it
what
is.
You're doing?
All right.
Yeah. As it were done by a harmonica.
Walking on the moon. I hope my leg don't break. Walking on the moon. We could walk forever. Walking on the moon. We could be together. Walking on, walking on. Some may say, wishing my days away. But you say, if it's the price I pay, you say, tomorrow is another day. You say, we may as well play.
Something right
that
there.
That's
pretty.
Graham Nelson on the tongue vocals.
Seriously, Sting. It's like you just heard it.
Yeah.
Not easy to do.
I thought he walked in here for a second.
I'm like, where
in the hell is Sting?
I looked up. I thought we had harmonica players, and then there it was.
Sting's been known to play that song for 6 hours straight without stopping. I don't know if you know that.
I don't doubt it, actually.
Maybe do on FaceTime. Maybe after this broadcast, he'll find me. We'll just sing it back and forth for 6 hours.
Yeah.
It's a tantric thing, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, he does everything for 6 hours at a time, right? Just has Judy, or Trudy, or whatever her name is. And her name is Judy by the time, because he's got no tongue technique left. All right, hold on. We'll be back. We're going to add a guitar. Thank you very much. We're going to add a guitar to this because we can, because it's a stream and we're allowed to do it. So stay right here. It's Conway, Kessler, and Nelson coming your way in 2 minutes. All right, we're back with Conway, Kessler, and Nelson. They are going to be, you can catch James Conway, by the way, every Thursday at the Corrib Irish Pub. That's 5522 North Elston Avenue in Chicago. And they are going to be I guess it's just James also, right, at the spa, the big convention of Harmonicats. Well, that's actually a band, though, the Harmonicats, isn't it?
Right.
So that, so we can't. I know this because it used to be the one thing that Larry King would have on every Friday night. Harmonicats are coming up, along with Benjamin Tutu. Nelson Tutu. No, wait, what was his name?
Who knows? Ask him.
And then Graham Nelson, who you heard do a pretty great sting right there, Chicago Jazz Festival, August 31st to September 3rd at Millennium Park.
So when's Lala, you guys? When are you going to be, is Lala going to, next summer? That's going to be next summer.
Lala,
okay, good. We need a good harmonica band.
Stay off the Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids would totally be tripping out to this.
Yeah, let me just say one thing, though. You never know. I mean, that's the one crazy thing about Lala, because there is all of a sudden there's like a step dancer, and you're like, what is he doing here? Wait, am I seeing that?
It's like a magician out of nowhere.
Is this really water? What's going on? Yeah.
It's a lot of that.
It's a crazy thing. All right, well, now we're going to do a little Watermelon Man here. We brought the guitar in, so we hope that this works as well. We're experimenting with all of this right now because we can, because it's, you know, this is like experimental radio from the 1960s. This is like when the FM was invented. This is what it all sounded
back
like.
Back in the FMs.
Yes, exactly. All right, take it away. There you have it. I
fantastic.
Never felt more like I was on NPR than I do right this moment.
Our producer Jeff said it made him want to watch an episode of Roseanne. Is what he came up with.
Oh,
I think, you know, the opening song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Juke Logan, great player. Juke Logan on that.
Was that who it was?
Can you play it? The Roseanne
he's just
thing.
Doing, I guess, what we call gestures. You know, he's just kind of going.
Okay.
A melody. I don't remember.
We've learned a lot of things here. We have gestures. We have tongue technique. We've got a lot of things going on here that we never thought about.
Need to know.
And I feel like we've heard about all this before, but in a different context.
Now it's been applied to a harmonica.
Exactly. That's what we're doing.
Life skills classes in everyday life.
That is really true. That's really true. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Conway,
guys.
Kessler, and Nelson. And we want to thank the people joining us on the stream right now as we finish out the our duly appointed rounds here until 7 o'clock, and we'll be back on Monday. You get your full afternoon on Monday of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
Have a good weekend.